Welcome to episode 56 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It must be Thursday. I'm here with Maddie Dines, Madeline Dines, and we are going to talk about her expectations for her upcoming book project with Spark Campfire. So we're just getting started, and just getting started with the project, just getting started with everything, really. And this is sort of a before and after. This is a little quick before chat to see what she's thinking about, what we're planning, what she thinks is going to happen in the next 4 to 6 weeks, because she's going to a writing workshop, right, in Ireland at the end of June. So that's about 6 weeks from now. And we, believe it or not, are going to have a finished book by then up on Amazon before she starts her writer's conference. And I wouldn't be surprised if you're one of the first people who go into this writer's workshop who has a book written and done. So for my expectations, that's my expectation. I want her to have a book written and done by June, whatever that is, end of June.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking right now? Do you have expectations? Do you think, like, what are we doing? What are you thinking about?
I mean, my expectations is to finish it and write it in a good sense to where, like, the audience that I'm writing to can relate and hopefully get something from it when they put down the book, and to hopefully write better, because I know in college, writing is an important thing, so I'm working on that. Hopefully, we'll get some new vocabulary in there, work on that, and just tell, like, a really good story, because I know mine's a little bit about high school, so hopefully it'll kind of relate to some people.
Okay, so speaking of what it's about, that's kind of fun, because we were just talking about that a little bit ago. About what your book is about. And I think what's kind of fun is, again, like, we're at the before stage here, so you have some ideas about what your book is about. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us what you, and remember, it's not like this has to be perfect and this is what my book is about and it's set in stone. So as of today, you were talking a little bit about today, how it might start out. And you were setting the scene and who it's for and what their challenges are and how you're going to help them. So what would you say today your book's about?
It would be about senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And it would be about the struggles, the expectations, sometimes not being met or being met. Mm-hmm. And, like, the fun, the sad, and the terrifying, like, match of, like, college next that everyone knows is coming, and when it's hit, it's like there's no going back, and it's just super scary and stressful, and all that stress comes into your friend groups and stuff like that, and senior year can be really tough with that.
So, okay, there are listeners around the world in this podcast, and what if they're not in the United States and all they know about high school in the United States is from the movies, and it just seems like a big party and everything's fun and easy and you just go to the football game on a Friday night? But you just said stuff like challenges and stress. So what's going on in high school that's like, what's the real deal? Is this,
well, going to an all-girls school, there's no guys to calm down a situation. So there is a lot of drama that is sometimes not necessary at all.
Okay.
That can last a week if the girl is stubborn. Or you can lose a friendship because a girl said you don't look good in a dress. And it's just like, it's kind of unreasonable drama with the girls. And then the stress,
unreasonable drama, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's,
and then,
I mean, not neat in a good way, but it's a challenge.
It's different because you get to know how girls really are, and you get to know, like, what to stay away from and what to go for.
Okay.
And then the stress is definitely trying to get along with friends who are being a little stubborn and rude, and maybe for reasons you might not know, but I mean, if they don't tell you, how are you supposed to know in a way? But also homework, college, like you think college is, oh, I'm just going to apply and I'll get into my number one school and I'll go there. Life will be great. Yeah, that doesn't happen. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's some girls who go to Yale, Harvard, Stanford, and they are living a dream. But I mean, they're all on like scholarship and stuff, like for athletics or something that they've worked their whole life to get to. So it's just different with every single story in high school. I mean, some, I know people who have had the best time in high school. Senior year has been great and they've lost no friends. And then I know some people who sit by themselves now and they have no more friends because their friends left them because they might not be going to U of A, which is an in-state school where literally more than half the school goes to, or they just might have differences and it just all caught up to them and they're leaving. So they figured, why not just break off the friendship and make myself happier and not deal with drama. And so
there's a lot of challenges, a lot of stress going on.
Yeah.
And you think what you're proposing in your book can help these girls.
So what I'm proposing is doing like a meditation, and like even it doesn't have to be like during the day at lunch in the bathroom stall. Like it can be like when you get home, you want to take a nap before work, or you when you're going to bed, you can just like put it on if you can't go to sleep, or if you can go to sleep, just put it on anyways. Like it still helps you. Like you just do what it says and it clears your mind. You don't have to think about everything, like, because girls' brains are like spaghetti. It's constantly going. There's no end to the string, and if there is an end, you find another one. Like it's just gonna keep going. And then guys' brains are like waffles. If you are thinking about one thing, you're only thinking about that one thing because you're in that hole. And then if you're in a different hole, you're only thinking about that one thing. So they're kind of different, and that's what I've kind of figured out. Okay. And so
that's neat. So we were talking about taglines and stuff we need to work on so far. Yeah. And you just said, you ever heard from, what is it? Women are from Mars, men are from Venus, or the opposite way. And you just said that girls' brains are like spaghetti and guys' brains are like waffles. That's kind of fun one. I like that one.
Yeah. I've heard that from a couple people, actually.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that.
Because it's kind of true. Because, I mean, going to an all-girls school,
you
figure out that there is no end.
Okay, so there are a lot of challenges. You've got a lot of girls with troubles and stress and worries and future and a lot of stuff to deal with. And so you think you found some help.
Yeah, so basically you can look something up on YouTube. I know that's what I do. I follow this thing that actually the all guys school next to me, like the owner or like creator of it, kind of like talk to them because guys are a wreck too. So they needed help and they have a class devoted to it now and they just do meditation on all class. And so they do that.
So it's not just for girls?
No.
It could be for guys too.
Yeah, it's for guys too. And so some guys told me about it and I did it the first night, passed out, best sleep like ever. And I wasn't thinking about anything. Like, even though I had like no dreams or anything, like that's okay. Like, I don't need a dream to sleep well. Like, I just slept and didn't think about anything. In the morning was good, wasn't stressed out for like the first time in like a month and a half. So
you just said wasn't stressed out for the first time in a month and a half. So there you go, right there. So that's a potential benefit because I'm looking for, and of course when I'm talking with you, I'm always thinking very marketing and taglines and how we can use things for other people. Mm-hmm. You just said I wasn't stressed for first time in a month and a half. And if you think somebody's listening to this and they're a teenage girl in high school or a guy and they're stressed out, you know, maybe your book can help them.
Yeah, because I know so many people's stories and like if only they knew that there was a way to like calm themselves for like your sleep or for 15 minutes, it helps so much.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of stress that was happening in so many girls' lives in my life, it helps.
Yeah.
And so...
Wow.
Just...
Okay, so I think you already have a pretty clear idea about what you're going to write about. And again, this is the before picture. You know, later we'll have the after picture. And so for now, I think we've got a pretty good idea of where we're starting and expectations. My goal is sort of mid-June, and we want to get this done before the Ireland writing workshop. And I think we've got a lot, enough time and a lot of ideas. We've got to get it done and get it out there and keep that target audience in mind and who that is, and maybe talk to some more of them and get some ideas from friends about what they... what are their challenges? How are they solving it? And then how you can apply what you've learned to them. Yeah. So it sounds pretty, I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm really looking forward to the next 6 weeks and getting this thing done. And that is what Madeline Dines is going to be working on for these next 6 weeks. And I'm going to put a link into the show notes where you can link to her book. It'll be at repossible.com, and we'll get a link up there to her book. And so you can order. You can pre-order. We'll get it up on pre-order in the next few weeks. We don't have a title yet, I don't think. Do we have a title?
No.
No title. All right. Working on the title. But that's where we are, right? We're in beginning phases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are today. Thanks for listening. So glad you're here. And we'll talk to you next week. And this has been Bradley Charbonneau and Maddie Dines with our plans for the upcoming weeks with Spark Campfire. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.